Standing on the banks of the Flowerdale River in Tasmania's northwest, you'll see kilometres of devastating soil erosion and fallen trees.
Well, look, I think you can see for yourself it's quite disturbing, and it's been going on now for a number of years.
Brett Whiteley is the federal member for Braddon and visited the site for the first time this week.
The history of this area is that 11 years ago, through a grant of the previous Howard government, in fact, the Cradle Coast NRM did some work here pulling out the willow trees, and well, here we go. You know, 10 years later, we had this significant erosion problem, which is quite enormous, to be honest, and quite disturbing, and it goes on for kilometres around the river.
Can you describe that damage for us?
Well, look, as you can see for yourself, I mean, we've got a situation where literally just here, there's at least a 100-metre stretch that's been taken out over the last few years. As you can see, the embankment's, you know, in some places three to 4 metres high. And if you look over my shoulder, you'll see that the run of the water is quite disturbing. There's nothing slowing it down, nothing stopping it. And I'm sure if we come back in 12 months' time, goodness only knows, we'll probably be another metre inside the farmland.
When the trees were removed 11 years ago, they were removed stumps, roots and all. While farmers along the valley did do some planting along the banks, there was a flood within 12 months that washed away all their work. The program was funded by the federal government under the Natural Heritage Trust, but management was limited and farmers were not required to plant out riparian zones or educated on the importance of leaving a buffer zone of native vegetation between the river and stock or cropping.
I suppose I saw a really, really significant erosion that I haven't seen on that scale in this region before.
Cradle Coast NRM Executive Officer Richard Ingram.
Of particular concern to me is it's not just an environmental issue, it's an economic issue with the spiralling, you know, value of agricultural land in the region at the moment. It's really disheartening to see, and I think with so much public debate around the mineral wealth below the ground, I think we sometimes forget that there's a huge amount of wealth in what sits on top of the ground. And when you consider the hundreds of thousands of years it takes to build up a soil profile like that, to lose metres of it, you know, in a series of months, is really quite concerning.
Mr Ingram says the responsibility for fixing the problem should not be shouldered solely by landowners along the catchment.
I think because of the cost and the scale of it, I think it's certainly beyond the budgets that are currently available to Cradle Coast NRM. And obviously, you know, the state government is in a tight fiscal position. I see it as a shared responsibility, and I would like to think that we can work together to bring in the technical expertise and the funding to actually fix it.
Brett Whiteley agrees that something must be done and that the federal government should contribute to the solution.
And look, I think it's fair to say that anybody that, you know, stood here with any degree of common sense would say that we've got a problem. And my commitment is to try and find, you know, if there are any funds available that we can either together with state or alone try and work through a process of getting this fixed, you know, as quickly as we possibly can, maybe next summer. But I'm out here with John today, and the farmers are rightly concerned about what's happening. And not only that, I mean, down the river, we're not sure what's happening with the dirt and stuff that's flowing down. So we've just got to find out what we've got to do to fix this. You know, I've just talked to a neighbour who spent $30,000, some grant money some years ago, plus some of his own money, trying to work out how much he spent around the corner there to put a lot of rock in, and it's working. That has solved the problem just around that corner, and that's pretty well the mirror image of what we need right around these banks. So I suspect it's probably $500,000 project based on what he said he spent for the distance he covered.
A poor management process was at the root of the problem, as well as minimal accountability around the application of grant money. But Mr Whiteley says times have changed.
Yeah, look, I think that's a fair question. And let's keep in mind that 11 years ago, it was pretty well the start of these sorts of programs. I'm not going to make a judgment on past governments, whether they be Liberal or Labor. I think that would be unfair. But looking at the evidence today, you would suggest that what you're saying is quite correct. But there's no point looking back at the past. We've got a problem here now, and if we don't fix it, the future's going to look even bleaker for this area of the river. I mean, it's a beautiful river, and it goes on, as you know, for kilometres and kilometres, and there's literally probably 2 to 3 kilometres of damaged area that we need to get fixed. We know that the summer period is obviously when this needs to be done, and I'm quite conscious that if we didn't get to it this summer, which is far enough away to give me some time to try and lobby for some funds, that we're talking about 18 months away, which I think is actually unacceptable. And I suppose that that's my job now, to see if we can't find some way to at least get a start on this. Maybe it's a 2 or 3 year project, I don't know, but I'd certainly be wanting to start right here. That's where I'd be starting after I've seen the 3 or 4 areas that John showed me today.